Welcome back to the Daily American. I want to thank everybody who subscribed, who left a review, who commented. Today, we actually have our first guest outside of the United States. He is reporting from about a couple hours from Mexico City, Mexico. Mr. Alfredo Honorato.
Yeah, my friend.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very good.
Awesome. I know Miss Alfredo from, I guess while I was in college, I was delivering pizza for a place in Pennsylvania called Ray's Pizzeria, and Alfredo was there, and you know, he was an extremely diligent and hard worker. He took he had a lot of passion for you know, making pizzas and for cooking up delicious dishes for us workers there, side dishes. And basically, you know, always positive. And I can't say, I mean, hard, extremely hardworking. I mean, the guy wouldn't stop. He'd be, you know, sweating back there and, you know, orders would be flying in and he'd be getting, he would get him out the door. So Mr. Alfredo, the Daily American, We appreciate you coming on with us today. And let's start off by, you know, explaining your early childhood a little bit, like your family growing up in Mexico.
Well, you know, I got to USA because in Mexico, the money you're making is not enough for your family. It's why I got to USA. And you know, I don't have visa, I don't have nothing for go to the USA. I'm paying to the guy, ask her the coyote, and for take me to USA. And she's, I pay her money, I pay $9,000.
Wait. $9,000 you paid for the coyote to get to the US?
USA, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's a monument. You know, you got to do it because you can stay in Mexico because in Mexico is not too good. You're not making enough money. I want better life for me and for my family. Anyway, what would you say?
And sure, you wanted a better life for you and for your family, which is completely understandable. Yeah. Now, how old were you? How old were you when you started this? The journey over. How old? What was your age? Were you?
Oh, well, 16.
16
I'm
years
the baby.
Old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the baby when I got to USA, my first time to West USA. I'm 16. And when go to USA and speak English. I don't know nothing, you know. I start dishwasher.
Were you by yourself? Were you alone by yourself coming over?
No, with my father.
Okay, with your father.
With my father. Okay. And I have a family in USA. I have a family in Quakertown, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so, yeah, Quakertown, yep.
Yeah. So,
when you were coming over with your father, is it difficult? Is it muy difícil?
No. It's well for me. That one day it's easy for me. Only take me a couple hours for USA.
Okay.
So it's not too bad. I have people, you know, she's dead and have an accident. I don't know.
Wait, well, so when you're coming over, you see people that are dead that didn't make it all the way over.
Yeah, I see that people and accident, you know. So it's not nice.
Yeah, it's not nice at all. Yeah, I understand. Go ahead.
No, you tell me.
Yeah, so you and your father, so you're 16 and, you know, you you pay a bunch of money, $9,000 to come to the US, which is a huge investment, but the economy over here and the pay is much better. So you can essentially make a better living for you and your family and then eventually go back like you have.
Yeah, you know me, I'm working a lot. I'm working 7 days, 9 to the morning, 9 p.m., 7 days.
Yeah, that's all you would do. Open to close, 7 days a week.
Yeah, I love to the working. I love to the store. I love making pizzas, love cooking. You know, I feel my family over here. It's my second family in USA to the store.
Yeah, absolutely. The race, you know, second family.
Yeah, it's my second family because a lot of time over here.
Yeah, sure. How many years? How old are you now? Now, what is your age now?
Well, when I started working into the store with my second family, I'm 17 years old.
Okay.
So I'm not for maybe working away for 14 years, 13 wow. years. Yeah.
That's a long time, Alfredo. That's a long time. So 14 years and then, you know, you're able to save a good amount of money and now you go back to Mexico City. And what is the, how is life there for you now? Is it?
Well, my life is changed a lot because, you know, I'm working a lot in USA for making business in Mexico. I have my own business now.
Wow. So you saved up some money and now you have your own business. And what business is that? What do you do?
I'm working to the marmor.
What is that?
I don't know how you say it in English. Marmor?
What is it?
I don't know how it's spring in English.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Okay, you have a good business now in Mexico because you were able to make a better life for you. And your family while coming over here and saving up for 14 years, which is a long time. And now life is better.
Because I never want to stay in USA all my life because I have a family, I have my mother, I have my sister in Mexico. So I want making money in USA and coming back and making my own business or family business now.
Okay, and what does the business? I know it's hard to explain, but what are you cooking? Are you making food? Or are you?
Is it farming? No, nothing like this. It's all different.
Okay,
in Mexico, I'm not cooking. I'm not making pizzas. I don't know nothing.
Okay, so you're not doing that there in Mexico. Okay, because you can cook. You can cook very well.
Yeah, cooking for my mom and for my family sometimes because my mom loves how making pasta and pizza.
Wow, yeah, it's delicious. Pasta and pizza. It's Italian. No Mexico, it's Italian. Yeah,
Italian. Because I know how making Mexican food. I don't know how.
Gotcha. Now, how far away are you from... from the border, from the U.S.-Mexico border?
Maybe 38 hours in bus.
Okay. So that's a far. Yes. How much do you think it costs today? Because 14 years ago, it was $9,000. How much today for coyote?
Well, I don't know. Too sure. Maybe $14,000. 70,000. Wow. Yeah, now it's so expensive. But the people pay because he want better life. Yeah. Better life for the families.
Yeah. Do you know anything?
Because in Mexico, it's not making too good money.
No, the economy's
yeah,
no good.
Yeah, I know
there.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
A lot of people are trying to make better lives for themselves.
Yeah. Because Mexico, you working all week, you may be making $200 in USA, you know, like.
Yeah, so work all week. Good money. Yeah, and you make 200 US dollars, which is nothing.
Yeah, it's not nothing. Maybe some people making $90 for week, $100 for week in Mexico.
What kind of what are your popular popular jobs? Like what do people do for work? Farming?
Well, farming and the companies.
Okay.
It's kind of a job in Mexico. You know, it's not paying good money.
Yeah, so there's a lot of jobs, but they just don't pay good money.
Not paying good money.
Gotcha. So there's some industrial jobs and farming, agriculture going on, but there's the economy. They just don't pay. They pay nothing.
Not paying nothing. You're working a lot. People working a lot every day and not good money.
Yeah, I guess one side of it, and again, the Daily American tries to stay nonpartisan and not really dive into politics, but I do, which is, you know, I can see two sides to stories. You know, sometimes yeah. the news, you know, your big news stations will say that it's just, you know, criminals or drugs coming over from the southern border, but clearly. That's not the case. That is not the case. Obviously, I've experienced working with Mr. Alfredo Honorato myself personally and his brother, Miguel. And they both come here. Their father came here and they work hard to try to make a better living for their families. Now, on the other hand, you know, I'm sure there are some. You know, things that we may not want in the United States coming over here, like drugs or criminals. But that's certainly not.
Yeah, it's two different sides.
Yes, two different sides. Exactly. I just wanted to make that. Yeah,
because people go to working, you know, like me and Miguel and other people. And other people is the people not doing nothing.
Right. Right. Good so, people.
Yeah. Good people go to USA for working for better life.
Yes.
You know, like me and Miguel and many people.
Sure. Would you say that some maybe not come here for that and come here for other reasons or
with me?
Like other people, like not you. Or your family, but other people, maybe not so good people, come here as well.
Yeah, I know there are people, the good people and bad people.
That's the key. That's the key right there. There's good people and bad people everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, everywhere. It's like USA, you know. A lot of good people, a lot of bad people. Everywhere, you know. It's Mexico. Doesn't matter. Mexico, USA. Everywhere they had good people or bad people.
That's a phenomenal point you make there, Mr. Alfredo. That's awesome. I guess at the border right now, do you hear anything or is because obviously the border situation, I'm not there firsthand. You're closer to it than I am. Is it a bad situation at the border right now or because I hear, you know, children in rooms and
I don't know now. I don't know.
Okay.
I see the news.
Yeah, but you're not there.
I see the little babies, maybe 2 years old, 5 years old, and I don't know. It's freaking locals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy. It's
very crazy.
Loco. Mucho loco.
Yeah, mucho loco.
But yeah, Alfredo, I just wanted you to come on and, you know, explain your story. I mean, obviously you coming over to the U.S. at 16 was a journey, and you know,
I want get visa maybe next year, go back to the USA or now visa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, hopefully the process is smooth. I'm not too sure on the process myself, but hopefully it's smooth for you, and whomever else in your family, in your good family that wants to come over to the United States.
Yeah, I want trying to go to USA next year, but with visa now.
Awesome.
Because I miss my friends in USA, I miss my family, you know, I have many friends over here.
Yeah, sure. I know you do. You were here for almost half of your life.
Yeah, my half life is in USA. So I miss a lot my family, my friends.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, Alfredo. Well, we miss you too.
Yeah.
We miss you too.
Yeah, me too, my friend. You're a good guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I try to be. As long as there's good people, I'm a good guy. If bad people, not so good of a guy.
Nah. Maybe I want you coming to Mexico visit me.
Yeah, I should.
I'm making good parties here.
Lots of fun in Mexico.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'll come visit you sometime.
Yeah, you know, mi casa, you casa, my friend.
Mi casa, su casa. I like that.
Yeah.
Question for you, Alfredo. Last question. What's the rest of your day today? So right now, what time is it in Mexico? It's
now it's 11:57.
11:57 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 1 hour different to USA in Mexico.
Oh, just 1 hour?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're one hour ahead. Una hora.
Here is 11:57. Over there is 12:57, I think.
Yes. Yep. So what do you do with the rest of your day today? What do you do?
Well, nothing. Well, in my half day off.
Okay.
It's staying home with family, watching TV. I don't know, not doing nothing. Because I'm only working in Mexico, only working 4 days.
Okay, you only work 4 days?
Only working Monday to, yeah.
Is that everybody or just you?
It's me.
Okay, just you.
Because
yeah.
I have because I have my own business, well, family business. Only work me and my father and my family working 4 days. There are people working 6 days.
Wow, so that's good though. But you have extra time like today, half day to spend with your family.
Yeah, and have a starting Sunday for me too.
Yeah. 3-day weekend. Yeah. Well, you worked very hard for many years to get where you are at.
Yeah, it's way working a lot in USA. It's what I told my friend, you have to work a lot in USA when you go back to Mexico. You know, working a lot, you have a easy life. Relax.
Absolutely, Mr. Alfredo. Well, look, I don't want to take up too much time here. I just wanted to get your story out there and, you know, give people some perspective in regards to some migrants coming over from Mexico who are just looking to make an honest living and just care of their family as any American would want to do for their family. So I wanted to make that point. And I think we did that here, Mr. Alfredo.
Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. I think your English is is muy bien. It's much better than my Spanish.
I don't think I speak English for 2 years.
It's still good. It's still very good.
Thank you, my friend.
No problem. The Daily American always welcomes you back, Mr. Honorato, and we wish you the best of luck in Mexico, and we thank you for coming on to the show. Make sure that you tell your family and your friends to subscribe to the Daily American on Android, Apple phones, that'd be Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Okay, my friend.
Thank you, my friend, and you take care.
You too, my friend. I see you.